Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
The world is buzzing with discussions about the abilities, growth, and future of artificial intelligence. There's speculation regarding the job markets, increasing human apathy toward deeper learning, and how AI will impact things like war and governments. It seems no aspect of human existence will remain untouched by AI. Call me old-fashioned, but I miss the days where vehicles just had radios and we used flip phones. But I suppose every generation has its good old days memories. Aside from the practical concerns regarding AI, Christians must wrestle with its spiritual implications. For example, is it wrong for AI to do your business accounting's work and downsize your staff to save money? On the surface, that seems like it's more of a practical question than a spiritual one. However, Christian leaders must balance responsibility to others and business efficiency. And those things are not as straightforward as we'd like. Then there are the bigger questions of Christian liberty and privacy. Does a world controlled by technology adequately promote individual liberty and freedom? Such are biblical ideals that are reflected in the Constitution of the United States. But most importantly, at what point does AI, which by its very name admits it's artificial, begin to blur the lines of mankind's imago Dei? To rightly understand AI's biblical implications, we must, of course, go to the whole counsel of God's Word. Paul told Timothy that all of Scripture was profitable for us to understand God's character, expectations, and how to doctrinally discern such complexities as AI. Let's begin with Genesis and creation. In Genesis 1:26, the Trinitarian God declares that mankind will be made special, apart from all other creation. We've already said it, but it bears repeating that mankind is made in God's very image. Studying all that means is a monumental task, but for our purposes, it means that man is given a conscience rather than mere instinct. Humans are given agency to make decisions and discern actions, and humans were given a moral, free will, which was then corrupted and interrupted. But the point is that mankind is unique and special. Later in chapter 3 of Genesis, this special creation with agency defies God. And yet God provided a promise that through the woman's seed, he would provide a savior. We move through the Old Testament with prophets hearing from the Lord and writing about the Messiah, David writing of his heart for God, and then Christ is born. The Word becomes flesh. As John 1 tells us, the gospel of Jesus Christ provides a reconciliation of mankind to God, whereby those in Christ are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Hopefully you get the idea that mankind is very, very special and above all other created things, including and especially AI. No matter where this whole AI thing goes, remember that mankind is uniquely special and nothing can replace the image of God in us. I, for one, think that it will reach a point and then God will crash the party, much like the Tower of Babel. We shall see. But wow, what a time to be alive and what a time to be a faithful testimony for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.